Thy mercy, my God, is the theme of my
welcome,
song.
Friends, to another broadcast of Morsels for Zion's Poor.
It would be difficult, if not impossible, to find any person who actually believes that they have never committed any sin or done wrong things from time to time. The natural man has some understanding of his own fallibility and imperfection. Yet it is very rare to find a man who not only knows that he has sinned, but feels himself to be a sinner from head to foot. Apart from the regenerating work of God, no man will ever be able to see, understand, and hate his own innate depravity and recognize his inability to approach unto an absolutely holy God who will by no means clear the guilty. By virtue of being born into Adam's race, all of mankind is in a dire circumstance, worthy of condemnation, estranged from God, and possessing no ability to appease his wrath nor gain his favor. Compounding that problem is that he is, by that same nature, in rebellion against the law of God. And though he might perform outwardly religious acts, he does nonetheless despise the dominion of a sovereign God. He will mistakenly believe that his propensity to forms of worship is some evidence of a conformity to righteousness. By nature, he is unconcerned and unaware of the egregious nature of his crimes, because he is willingly ignorant of the glory of the one against whom these offenses have been committed. He believes that righteousness is defined by a comparison to other men, and will make excuses for things he sees in himself that he will condemn in others. The Lord Jesus startled the Jews with the declaration of his purpose, saying, "I came not to call the righteous." If they had had any spiritual light at all, they would have rejoiced to hear such an encouraging word. Yet because they were spiritually dead, they were offended. They had already expressed their displeasure that he would consort with those whom they considered much lower on the scale of what they supposed righteousness to be. This man eateth with sinners. Since the Lord knew their self-righteous mind, he responded by declaring his purpose to minister to those who have no righteousness of their own. As long as a man holds to some notion of earning favor in the sight of God by any action of his own, he cannot and will not seek the only righteousness which is acceptable to the Lord. A man who does not know that he is ill does not seek out a physician. He is not overly concerned with a few aches or pains here or there, but is confident in his health and is not troubled at all. Yet that man who discovers one morning that his legs no longer work, or is bleeding and cannot staunch the flow, or finds some malignancy eating away at his vitals, will drop all that he is doing and seek out one who can help him with his need. In the same fashion, that man who is awakened by the Spirit of God to see his hopeless and helpless condition as a rebel against the kingdom of God is compelled to cry out for mercy to him who alone is able to help him. Such men are those who have no righteousness of their own. The Jews went about to establish their own righteousness and thus despise the righteousness of Christ. So too are all of those who rely upon their religion, including good works, relative morality, decisions for Christ, adherence to laws or rules of order, baptisms or spiritual gifts. Paul said, "I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord." They are those who despair of approaching the king because they see themselves clothed in filthy rags and woefully unprepared to stand in judgment before him. They are fearful and afraid that their sin will overwhelm them and ensure their ultimate doom. This is that which gripped the heart of the Philippian jailer who cried out, "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?" And those who were pricked in the heart on the day of Pentecost who said, "Men and brethren, what shall we do?" Such men are those who tremble to consider that their sin is a direct affront to God. David said, "Against thee, thee only have I sinned and done this evil in thy sight." Religious men, or those with natural repentance, such as a sobered up drunkard, may express regret over their actions, but only an awakened sinner can see that his overwhelming guilt is in disregarding the commandments of a holy God, for which he has no remedy. And they are those who are compelled to seek the Savior. The Lord Jesus said, "All that the Father giveth me shall come to me, and him that cometh to me I will in no wise cast out." These are those whom the Lord came to call. True sinners can never perish, for the gifts and calling of God are without repentance. "Come ye weary, heavy laden, lost and ruined by the fall. If you tarry till you're better, you will never come at all. Not the righteous, not the righteous. Sinners Jesus came to call." Are you a sinner, or have you merely sinned? He saves sinners.
If you would like a free transcript of this broadcast, email us at forthepoor@windstream.net.